Hello.
Hi, is that Dorothy?
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Francesca calling from INS Law regarding the inquiry that you submitted for the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
Is now a good time to talk?
Well, there's not anybody really around that fully understands.
What do you mean, sorry?
Sorry. There's not
Sorry.
anybody really around family-wise. So, I don't know how far you want to go back. I can go back to when I was three, four. Must have been going into nursery. St. Helens, taking out the nursery, put upstairs, cold ceiling potties. I don't know why they gave me back to my parents with my two brothers.
So they gave you, so
And
you went into
then,
kin and they put you back in with your parents, was it?
yeah.
Yeah. So in regards to
Lots
the
of
redress
things went,
scheme,
lot of them,
yeah.
lot of things went on, and my mum hammered me, hammered me.
Yeah.
Think about 13. Between assessment centres, being in the care system, being pregnant at 15, and my laddie is now 48-year-old.
Yeah.
From the minute they found out I was pregnant and they knew it was happening at home, my parents had access to it. I did somewhere along the line try and address it when my son was 16. And it did go to a police investigation and they did a DNA and they found out my cousin was the father of my son. But then they went and spoke to my parents and my parents were covering their own tracks. And I think basically I was dumped out the care system. I was put into a mother and baby home at 15.
Okay, so
First
in
husband
regards,
landed up, you know what I mean? They did at one time put me in an assessment centre and we were all locked in rooms.
yeah, so with
And
the
we all
redress
had to
application,
shower.
so
Yeah.
are you wanting to submit an application, yeah?
Yeah, but it's going to be
Yeah.
difficult.
That's okay, so we can take you at
Because
your own
it was
pace.
baskets you used, knickers, kind of were washed, but you never had your own knickers.
No. So
You
here's what we
didn't
can
know
do. So
in
with
locked-in rooms.
yeah, so with
When
the
I think about it,
application
it's just,
now,
you
so
know, in my mind's just away.
yeah, so here's what we'll do is with the application, so I'll need to take some details off you to begin with, and then we'll cover then some information then about what we do and everything like that, and then we'll
No, I'm
take details then.
64. I'm 64 and at
Yeah.
14-year-old, if you had access to anybody, you were taken into a room and it was a woman, drop your underwear, kind of cough.
Yeah. So we'll take details then about the care settings you were in and then everything that happened to you in those care settings. So is what we'll do is we'll take it all at your own pace. So if there's whatever you can remember.
That. Maybe I'm getting flash. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm 64-year-old and I'm thinking, oh, where did that come from?
Yeah. It's just
And I'm
all
thinking,
comes
why
back
would you
at random
strip a
times.
14-year-old can shower, have a look at their genitals to see if they're smug? You're actually in a meeting, a controlled setting.
Yeah.
And your toenails were too long, cut them shorter. There wasn't anybody nice that I can say I remember specifically, and to be locked in a room, and I can't even mind why I was put into the cell.
Yeah.
And then somebody coming in with neck cream a couple of nights later and bone combing your hair for what? I don't even think I had nicks.
Okay. So in regards to this application now, so you okay if I just take some details off you just for data protection purposes and then we'll make our way through the application, is that okay? Yeah.
But my
So
name would have been different then. It would have
yeah,
been
that's okay. So we'll
Dorothy Reed.
yeah, okay.
The whole three
So
of us were all in care.
okay. So is it two siblings you had, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is could you just be able to confirm your full name at the moment?
It's Dorothy Stewart, Dorothy Jean Bruce Stewart. Married name
And
Stewart.
right, so Mrs. Yeah, and the email we have on file for you is
That's right, that's
hallyj.hotmail.co.uk.
right, that's right,
Yeah,
that's right.
perfect. And your date of birth?
N13/5/1962. I'm not saying I was an easy child. Christ, I must have been going through a hell of a lot.
Yeah, that's okay. And then would I just be able to get your current address as well, please?
Oh, I'm two Dryden Farm Roslyn.
What was that, sorry?
Two Dryden Farm Roslyn.
And your postcode?
EH2598. And that's why I didn't reply to you yesterday. You know what I mean? I'm just no too much going on, too much thinking about it, and everything's too much up.
No, I completely understand that. It can be a lot,
Could you
can't it?
imagine 48 years ago I was 15-year-old pregnant and really no support? I did have a social worker, which was a melted chocolate man. She was an
But
old woman.
yeah, she didn't do anything to help other fans of it, did she?
No, the system just
No.
threw me out and put me back in my parents. No, they put me in a mother and baby unit with nothing.
Okay,
At
so
15.
regarding the
15 now
format,
is acceptable, but no 48 year ago.
I know. So is what we'll do now. So we'll just cover some compliance information, okay? So just about what we do and how we help, and then we'll go then through a few more questions and take some statements off you. Is that okay?
Yeah, but I can't
Yeah.
answer everything at the moment because I'm in.
That's okay. That's okay. Just it's
And I
just
really don't
what you
want to do it in
can.
front of my husband. I don't want to do it in front of anybody. It's
That's
none of my
okay. So,
husband's business. I've been there 40-odd years. She doesn't know
yeah.
half of it.
So
Most of it.
are you in a safe space to do it now, or would you like me to call you
Yeah,
back?
I can give you
Yeah.
no. Just
Okay.
get what
That's
we
okay.
can over done with, and if anything's missing, come back to me.
Okay, that's okay. So, see, ex discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and exciting, okay? So, just want to remind you to take your time during the call, and if you need a break at any point, or if you prefer to continue at another time, just let me know, okay?
Right.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
Not really. I've got diabetes and
No.
rheumatoid arthritis. I don't have
Okay.
much contact with my son, but I did keep him and bring him up the best I could.
Yeah, that's okay.
But that
And
was
then,
48 years ago, roughly
yeah.
1978. You know what I mean? Then it was shameful. It was a hard time.
No, I know. So also just regarding your application as well, so just to add an extra layer of security, so if anyone contacts you regarding the redress scheme, if they can't provide the password, then you know it's not us. So would you be able to give me a password that you'd like to use for the application?
Just use volume.
William, yeah.
Yeah. And when I think about it, I was really just dumped and thrown into the gutter.
And just a reminder as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Yeah. Remind you, I did go into multiple meetings to put them up for adoption.
Yeah.
And the only reason I got to
You
keep
were only
him,
young, weren't you?
I was 16 years, I think, and 2 months old. No, wait a minute,
Yeah.
I turned 16
Yeah,
in the May. He was
you
born in July, so work that out. I think,
Yeah.
I'm not saying I was stupid, you know, I just honestly don't know.
No, you were young. But so the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish redress scheme to you. I'll go through your options. I'll explain how INS law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather then some initial information to assess how and if we can assist you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Scottish redress scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. Okay, so there's three ways of applying to the redress scheme. So just make sure you know all of your options. So you can apply directly to the redress scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government legal fee scheme. So these solicitors are paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application. So under that scheme, they can get up to £2,000 from plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless whether you're successful or not. They get paid either way.
But the
So,
way it works out is money's not the thing.
yeah.
It
So,
should never have happened, I don't think.
no,
I
I
think there
know.
should have been more.
Yeah, no.
I think.
That's hopefully what this redress scheme is going to do. It's going to make everyone acknowledge what happened and hopefully change it and fix it.
You know what came to my mind is even the panel sent with my mother to Glasgow on a holiday, everything went pear-shaped. And you know, if it wasn't for the police in Maryhill Street that I
Yeah.
managed to stop. I think it was that when I was put in the assessment centre, they probably brought me back from Glasgow and bought me a fish supper in the back of their car.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know what I mean? Everything's all.
No, it's just all, but the thing is, so If you're happy to proceed with us, so we'll send you a letter of authority for you to sign. So once you sign that, we can then access all of your records, and then we'll be able to get then the full breakdown, the full story, and you can also
But
request
that's their story, not my story.
Yeah,
If you
so
understand, I'm not wanting my
I
family to
understand
know
that.
about
Don't
anything
worry.
about this.
No,
I don't want my
so
family.
don't worry. So we won't contact anyone else. Don't worry. It stays directly between you and us, and then the redress scheme. That's absolutely fine. Don't worry. So INS Law, so regarding that scheme, so the other solicitors are under, so INS Law doesn't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim any government funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal
Just go ahead with
representation.
it. I didn't
Yeah.
want. I didn't. I'm trying. I didn't kind of put this. I don't even know. I just think it was a total fate. I don't know how I've got to where I am now in 43 years or something with my second husband. If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be what I am.
That's
But
good
what
that
happened to
you
me
found
up to
the
then?
support. Yeah.
What happened between the first children's home and right up until I met my husband was a total disaster. And when I think about it, there wasn't any form of support there for me at any point.
No. So it's what we'll do.
And I did
So
the best I could. I did the best I could with the family that I had. I maybe
yeah.
had a few
So
blips in between, but I fought my corner.
that's all you can do, isn't it? But it sounds like you've really fought for it. But also, would I just be able to confirm? So have you had any communication or instructed any of the solicitor to act for you in relation to an application to the scheme at all?
No,
No?
I've
That's
been
okay.
looking at it and looking at it and
Yeah.
looking at it
Just debating it for a while. Yeah.
a long while. As I say,
Yeah.
even now, there's none of my family about. But
Yeah.
you know what I mean? I don't
Well,
know.
hopefully we can help you
I
now
just
to get
feel
your
like
yeah.
if it could possibly, I'm not saying it does go on, but it should never have happened.
No.
Everybody's entitled to their dignity. I shouldn't have needed to be in knickers that somebody else had worn. I shouldn't have
No.
needed to shiver the way that we shivered. Ken, drop your knickers. You've been in a meeting. We want to make sure you're not smuggling anything. And I thought,
Yeah.
I'm thinking now, I'd only be about 14. Come on.
So, regarding this matter, so I'll just cover a couple more things and then we'll move on to the case settings. So, with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So, if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application or advice, you pay nothing. And then, if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped. So it's no more than 16% plus the VAT, so it's about 19.2. She'll never pay more than that agreed cap. And like I said before, there's no prior fees or anything like that, okay? So it's
As soon as
important
they found out I was pregnant, I was dumped.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get you the apology. Well, it's not that it's not gonna
They could have
fix
been a bit more
anything, but
support. I'm not saying it would have been easy,
yeah.
but they could have done
They could have
something.
done
I don't
something,
know,
yeah.
set me up somewhere. I really don't know.
Something, yeah. So with this now as well, so it's important I make clear. So I can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail as well, okay? But if you decide to go ahead with us, so what we go through, so we go through your eligibility to apply, we gather and review all the evidence, and then we prepare and submit the final application. We do all the corresponding with the scheme, and we can then advise you on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review processes if you're unhappy with the outcome.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll also fully explain
Just
the
go with
statutory waiver, yeah, before you
it.
decide to
Just
accept
go ahead.
anything. Yeah.
Just go ahead with it. And all I can turn around and say is, I know as soon as they found out I was pregnant, I was like too hot a potato.
Yeah.
And I know now, if you understand, I'm maybe facing up, I don't know, just something clicked.
Yeah. So just regarding the statutory waiver quickly, so we'll fully explain it before you decide whether to accept anything, and it's important because accepting it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matter. So you're not expected to accept an offer without understanding the consequences.
Right, I can only say yes or no because I'm getting on a bus, but I'll listen to
That's
you.
okay. That's okay. And then if you decide to proceed with us, so you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And you can also authorize us to begin work immediately on your application while those rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
No
Yeah.
problem.
And just so we're able to formally act for you as well, so we'll require proof of your identity for verification purposes. So do you have any photographic ID at all?
I've got is it an EU card? Oh, I've a look and look.
Yeah, so if you don't have any photographic ID, so we can do three letters
No,
instead.
this is
Yeah.
photograph ID. It's
Yeah, that's.
hold on, it's an E a citizen's card, that's what it's called.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. So with the citizen card, and then we'd need then a letter. So it's got your full name, current address, and then a date on it, as long as it's been sent to you after the 21st of May.
Yeah, I've got one of them.
Yeah, okay, fab. So you can send those to us on WhatsApp or via email, whatever's easiest for you. But I'll send you the email now
Could you not send
regarding
it in
it.
a paper chase? Could you send it in a paper chase and I'll intercept the letter and then send everything that way?
What do you mean, sorry?
If you send it by letter, I think it would be easier.
So we're paperless at the moment, so majority of the
Are
initial application is done online. So with the photos of them, so do you have WhatsApp?
I can, yeah, I have got
Yeah.
WhatsApp.
So you can
I
just
need
take
to work
photos and
it
send them.
out.
Yes. So I can help you with that anyway, okay? But just a couple more questions and then we'll move on to the case settings. So have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injury
No,
compensation? No.
no,
And
no,
do you have any criminal convictions? Or
no.
for no? Fab. And regarding your application as well, so you're able to nominate a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd get in touch with them and they'd take over. You can do this at a later date. You don't have to add one. It's completely your choice. But would you like to add one?
Yeah, I'll put all that relevant info when I send you away the WhatsApp.
Yeah, okay, that's absolutely fine. So I'll add that in at a later date, okay? And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
No, I don't know enough about
No.
rheumatoid arthritis and diabetes, which is
Okay.
two autoimmune diseases.
That's okay. So, and then would I be able to take the name of your mother and father, if you recall?
William Reed, and the other one was Dorothy Reed.
And is Reed REED or EID?
REID.
And Dorothy. Okay, so would that have been your name during care, yeah? And then, do you happen to recall the address before you were being placed into care, or the area, or anything that you can recall?
It would have to be, is it 237 Dreaming Road? But the first load of care would have been,
No,
I think,
sorry,
Five Holidays.
before care, so where you were born into with your parents, so if you can
I
recall
think it
that.
was Five Holidays Road, but that would be when I was maybe about three when I was taken in. I don't know if that's the address I was taken in from,
Yeah, so
but that
what
couldn't be. I'm sure
council?
that was a few.
Yeah. So what area would that have been?
That would have been the south side. But you know what I mean? I haven't got a clue because I'm sure they split up and got back together again. If not, they were living. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, so did you say it was Hollywood Road?
Yeah, I think so. Five. I'd need to go back to my birth certificate and that would tell you where I was registered for. That rings a bell.
Okay, let me just double check.
But the initial would have been 237 Nidre Mains Road.
So you got Holly Road, Holyrood, Holyrood Road, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't remember a lot, but I
No, that's
remember enough.
okay. It's a long time ago, isn't it? You're only little.
I remember getting my jag. I remember being in the nursery. I remember going to the big school because we had to puncture the milk.
Is that Edinburgh? Do you
Yeah,
remember?
because.
Yeah. Okay. And then would I be able to take the name of the GP practice you're currently registered with?
God, the one I'm with now or the one
Yeah.
then?
The one you're with now.
God, I
Well, if you
think
know
it's
the address or
Pennycook
the
Road.
number.
I think it's Pennycook Road, and it's Roslyn. It's the only doctor's in Roslyn. So it'd be the medical practice, Roslyn.
So Rosalind Medical Practice, yeah. Oh yeah. Pennycook Road. Okay, so regarding the care settings now, so would you be able to talk me through the places you were? So whether they were homes, foster homes, where, if you can recall, and then the approximate time frame, as much as you can remember. But like I said, further down the line, when we get your records, we'll be able to find and clarify all of that out anyway, okay?
It was St. Helens. I think it was St. Helens House, Kirstorfin. That was a children's home. Then I was in a children's home down in England. No, so that was Wales. Maybe 10, maybe 9.
So then, regarding the redress scheme, so it's only eligible for...
Yeah, in Scotland. But then again, I was brought up to Scotland. And then it was Collington Road. It was attached to the Good Shepherd Convent. And it was... I can't mind what it was called.
Is it the Good Shepherds?
It was attached to them. The nuns were in one section and we were in the other. But it was still, I think, the same building.
Yeah,
Kent,
so there is one called the Good Shepherd.
Yeah, but next door to, I don't know if it was a good home. I don't know.
So
it was attached
to
it.
So it was St. Helens Children Home. And do you recall what area that was?
Kirstorfin, Edinburgh.
So it was the residential nursery, wasn't it, yeah?
No, that was a children's home, because I was down in the nursery, and then they put me upstairs to the big bit. And then I went out to the nursery at the school, Kirstorfin Primary, and then I moved on, I think, to the bigger bit. So I must have been five-ish, maybe.
Okay, from about
three. Why I was there, I don't know.
From about 3 to 5, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know... if you understand what I mean, why I was there.
Yeah, no, I get you.
I presume the three of us were there.
Okay, so then after St. Helens, you moved up in St. Helens, and then where were you placed after that one then?
I think I was placed with my parents. I'm sure it was. Unless I went into foster care, I haven't got a clue.
So do you remember the other care home you were in, or is it all just kind of...
That would be the Good Shepherd Convent. And in between that, I was, that was next door, if you know what I mean. This was an older section, if you understand what I mean. It was a different gate you went in. I mean, one was at the bottom, and the other was at the top round the corner.
Yeah, so there's the Good Shepherd Centre. So and then in between those two, you're unsure if you're with your parents or foster.
I don't know if I was with foster and eventually landed my parents. But they moved into a house down Nidrie, and that's the 237 Nidrie Main Road. But then she whipped us off down to England. Then I was put in care down there, no, South Wales. Then brought back up the road again. And then round about 13, I think. Maybe even younger, maybe just past 12, I don't know.
So how old were you when you left Scotland?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Maybe 8, 9, I don't know. I was about for a good year or so.
And then you came back to Scotland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with the Good Shepherd, so do you remember how old you were when you were there?
Well, it wasn't the Good Shepherd, it was the attachment.
The one next to it, yeah.
Yeah. Ken's sister Caramel used to work and talk and do things with the ex-nuns, if you know what I mean, the plain clothes nuns. That's the ones that used to look after us.
Yeah.
Well, that's who used to run the unit I was in. She was an ex-nun and she was Irish.
Okay.
I think her name was Mary.
Okay. So
I was back and forth, basically back and forth to my mum and my dad, which just didn't work out. It was a total failure.
Yeah, so you were based at the Good Shepherd and then kind of went back and forth for a while.
And then it went pear-shaped. And I landed in the assessment centre.
And which assessment centre?
Howden Hall. And that wasn't a very pleasant experience.
No. And how roughly would you say you were there?
I can't think. I try to think.
That's okay. We'll just put 1970 for now as well. As long as we've got an estimate, that's okay.
Yeah, maybe actually a bit later than that, because my son was born in 78. So let me see, 78. I can go back to 77. It could be 76. I don't know.
Okay,
I really don't know.
Okay. That's okay. So were there any other things that one? Yeah.
I went back to the unit again, and then they found that I was pregnant, and everything just went all pear-shaped.
So it was Howden Hall, and then you went
back to the unit.
Which unit was that one?
The one next door, the Good Shepherd.
Okay.
And I don't want to divulge on the bus what went on. It doesn't really matter. It resulted that my son was pregnant with him and then I was just abandoned at 15.
So regarding now your time in each of these settings, so we just need to take a short but succinct statement for each one, okay?
So, I can't do it now. I'm on the bus. There's some things I'd say, but other things I can't.
That's okay. So is there anything that you are able to say? If not, I can go back to the call afterwards and write up some stuff you've already mentioned, or we can book in another call to cover the statement section. It's completely up to you.
I can give them any time, but not the present. Give me time to just think about that. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So if you'd like, so we can book in another call to go through the statements. So what I'll do is I will go back through what you've previously mentioned today and put in what I can. And
Monday
about
11:30, there's nobody around. I shouldn't be in the house.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll give you a call then to finish the statement.
And I'll have a think and see if there's any more comes to it, because obviously there was a lot went on, and it was the other night, and I was thinking, I was never given a call. Oh, I tell you what, I was 15 and I was in the mother and baby unit down Leith. I was put in there so that all went south.
And what was the
area,
sorry?
I was 15. Leith.
How do I spell that?
Leith, L-E-I-T-H, I think. I know it doesn't exist anymore, but that's where I landed up, and that was just a total failure. That was no place to put a 15-year-old.
No.
I was just 15. No clothes. The clothes that I wore are the ones that people left behind that I was given by the mother and baby home.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll write up as much as I can with the information you've given me, and then I'll give you a call on Monday around 11:30, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll finish off the statements, and then we can hopefully then get your application sent to Redress, okay? If there's anything you remember in the meantime, you're more than welcome to just send me an email or a WhatsApp or leave a voice.
A lot of it's blocks. A lot of it just come back as flashbacks. But it's not things you want to live with.
No, that's completely understandable.
Quite settled.
Yeah.
Kind of all past. But I think it's just a total failure 48 years ago.
Yeah. No, you definitely didn't deserve to go through all that. But it's what I'll do
now.
I
mean, no baby clothes, no farm, no form of really any support.
No. So what I'll
just
do now
criticism.
Is I'll go through everything that we've spoken about today and write up as much as I can, okay? And then I will give you a call on Monday morning. Is that okay?
Yeah, but 11:30 will be the best.
11:30. Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll speak to you on Monday, okay? But thank you for your time today. And
right.
I'll speak to you shortly, okay?
All right, no problem.
Right, thank you very much. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.